Welcome. This lesson is called Bassline Theory, a breakdown, arrange and arrange in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB vibes. It's an intermediate workflow tutorial focused on taking a bassline from theory into a practical arrangement view build in Ableton Live 12. We'll design a three-layer bass patch, write a syncopated, amen-friendly phrase at around 170 BPM, and arrange the bass through intro, build, drop, breakdown and return, using stock devices, macros, and sidechain control to get that classic jungle energy. Lesson overview first, you'll build a 3-chain instrument rack with SUB, Reese and TOP layers using operator and wavetable, plus EQ8, saturator, utility and glue compressor. You'll write an 8/16 bar phrase with octave motion and syncopation, extract groove from an amen break, set up sidechain ducking, and automate macros and chain selector ranges across a typical jungle arrangement. You'll finish with mixing and arrangement tactics that sell the drops and breakdowns. What you will build, a mono sub, a wide mid Reese, and a gritty top layer inside one reusable instrument rack, a rhythmic bass phrase that locks to an amen-style break at 168-174 BPM, arrangement automation, filter, drive, amplitude, pitch nudges and sidechain, and an instrument rack with mapped macros for quick-lived tweaks. Now let's walk through this step-by-step. Work at 168-174 BPM. 170 is a good target. A. Project and tempo set the BPM to 170. Create a new MIDI track with CMD or Control plus Shift plus T and name it Bass Main. B. Build the layers inside one instrument rack. Drop an instrument rack onto Bass Main. Open the rack and create three chains, sub, Reese and top, SUB chain. Mono low end drop operator into the SUB chain. Use a pure sine on OSC A. Turn off OSC B. Keep the oscillator unison simple and tune fine as needed. We'll keep the sub clean and tight. Add an auto filter set to low pass, 24 dB slope, initial cutoff around 80 to 120 Hz. Follow with a EQ8 and steeply roll off content above tilde 150-200 Hz if desired, keeping the main energy between 20 and about 150 Hz. Add a utility and set width to 0% to mono the sub. You'll automate width or keep it locked mono for low frequencies. Reese chain, thick, detuned mids. Put wavetable into the Reese chain. Choose two saw type oscillators and set modest detune, around 7 to 14 cents, with unison of 2 to 4 voices but keep detune controlled. Add a low pass filter, around 400-800 Hz to taste, then a saturator in soft clip mode for grit. Light chorus or chorus ensemble widens the mids. Use utility to set width around 70 to 100%, but keep low mids focused in mono. EQ8. Cut below about 60 Hz to leave room for the sub and to add a slight boost in the 200-400 Hz region. For body, glue compressor after the chain to glue the mids together. TOP chain, grit and presence. Use operator or a sampler with a noisy pulse, short FM bite or aggressive wave to add transient edge. Use saturator and a boost around 1 to 3k Hz with EQ8 for presence. Add a small delay and reverb very sparingly to create space. Keep wet amounts low to preserve clarity. Macro mapping and routing. Map important controls to macros for quick use. Filter cutoff to macro 1, saturator drive to macro 2, sub volume to macro 3, and width to macro 4. Save the rack as jungle bass rack for reuse. C. Bassline theory and MIDI writing. Key and scale. Choose a root, a minor, a Dorian or E minor work well. Jungle often sits on simple minor or pentatonic movements. Use root octave leaps and occasional minor seventh or flat five passing tones. Pentatonic minor 1, B3, 4, 5, B7 is very DJ friendly. Rhythm and phrasing work on a 16th grid, but leave room for triplet feel or extracted groove. Create syncopation that locks with the amen break. Place accents on off beats and off beats. Typical motif, root on 1, quick octave hop on an off beat, and short ghost 16th chest to lead into the next bar. Use 4 or 8 bar phrases and write 2 bar call and response variations. Writing the MIDI clip, create an 8 bar MIDI clip on bass main. Draw a root on beat 1, hold for a quarter or half note, and add staccato 16th ghost notes on off beats around beats 2 and 3. Add octave jumps every 2 bars to emphasize movement. For example, jump up 12 semitones on bar 3. Use the velocity, MIDI device or clip velocity scaling to humanize dynamics, or add a small randomize. Groove and swing. Extract a groove from your amen break. Drag the break sample into a clip and use extract groove. Apply that groove to the bass clip at around 10 to 30% timing strength. Keep the sub tight on the grid. Apply less groove to sublayer if possible, or duplicate clips and apply different grooves per layer. D. Mixing and sidechain route drums to a drum bus, and set up a kick trigger audio track if you want a short, muted kick to drive sidechain. On bass main, put a compressor after the instrument rack, enable sidechain and choose the kick trigger or kick bus. Aim for 3 to 7 dB of ducking with a fast attack and medium release, around 60 to 150 milliseconds, so the bass breathes with the break. On the bass group bus, use EQA to shelf boost 60-90 Hz lightly if needed, trim 200-400 Hz if muddy and keep nothing below 20 Hz. E. Arrangement decisions for jungle old school breakdowns, typical structure and what to automate intro, bars 1 to 16, keep it sparse. Use sub only or very low mids. Automate sub volume or chain selector to ease elements in. Build bars 17 to 32, open res cut off slowly, increase drive macro and bring in top hits to build tension. Drop bars 33 to 48, full stack, macros wide open, sidechain engaged for punch. Breakdown, bars 49 to 64, close mid filters to low cutoff like 100-120 Hz, mute mids for drama or keep only sub for rumble. Consider pitch down automations or tiny detune LFOs for grit. Return, bars 65 onward, reintroduce motif and vary the last bar with a fill or octave flourish. Drawing automation in arrangement view, duplicate your bass clip across sections. Toggle automation mode with A. Draw slow exponential curves for filter opens, short envelopes for drive bursts, and use the pencil tool for freeform shapes. For breakdowns, automate the chain selector or map chain gains to macros and crossfade between SUB only and full stack ranges. Avoid hard cuts where possible. Use tiny overlapping fades to prevent clicks. Varination techniques, mute or filter the mid-chain on a half bar to let the amen break breathe. Automate pitch bend or clip pitch envelope for subtle slides. Try halftime pockets by silencing mid and top layers for 1-2 bars to create impact when the full bass returns. F. Final touches, render a rehearsal mix to test translation and tweak sidechain release to prevent unwanted pumping that ruins break transients. Always check at different listening levels and systems. Common mistakes to watch for phasing. Detuned res layers can phase cancel. Fix this by high passing the mid layer below 40-60 Hz and keep the sub mono. Sub and kick clash. Carve space with EQ and use side chain. Not doing so creates muddy low end. Overwidening lows. Never widen sub frequencies. Keep everything below tilde 150 Hz mono. Too much automation. Avoid competing automations. Use macros to simplify control. Ignoring groove, don't leave the bass perfectly quantized if your break has micro timing. Extract and apply groove. Pro tips: save rack validations. SUB only, res only and full racks let you arrange quickly. Use chain selector ranges for instant texture changes and map it to a macro for single lane automation. Automate macros rather than many device parameters to keep arrangement lanes tidy. Use utility mono for subs and mid/side EQ on the res chain to keep centered low mids. For old school character, map a very low depth LFO to coarse pitch for gentle analog drift. Duplicate your 8-bar pattern and mutate 1 or 2 notes for believable variation. Freeze and flatten heavy racks or resample repeated sections to save CPU. Mini practice exercise goal: build an 8-bar bass phrase and place it across an intro right arrow drop right arrow breakdown arrangement. 1. Set BPM to 170. 2. Build a 3-chain rock, sub, res, top with operator and wavitable. 3. Write an 8-bar MIDI clip, root on 1. Octave jump on bar 3. Syncopated 16th ghost notes on off beats. 4. Extract a groove from an amen break and apply it to the bass clip. 5. Create a 32-bar arrangement. Bars 1-8. SUB only, mute res/top via chain selector. Bars 9-16, open res gradually via an automated cutoff macro. Bars 17-24, drop, full bass with sidechain compressor to kick trigger. Bars 25-32, breakdown, mute res and top, close filter to tilde 120 Hz and keep SUB or silence for a bar, then reintroduce. 6. Export a quick render to audition transitions. Recap: we covered build in a layer jungle bass rack with stock devices, writing syncopated bass MIDI grounded in minor or pentatonic theory, extracting groove to lock with amen breaks, and arranging automation in arrangement view to create impactful drops and breakdowns. Key rules: keep subs mono, manage phase with EQ and track delay if needed, use sidechain to carve space for drums, and map macros and chain selector ranges to simplify arrangement automation.